Praise God this morning. The title of my message is, If My People. If My People. Now, our service is going to be a little extended this morning, okay? So it's going to be probably just a little bit longer than normal, because what we're going to do this morning is, after my message, we're going to spend some time praying. And I'm going to call on some specific people to come and pray, and we're going to have specific things I want to have you pray about. Okay, I want to have some specific things for you to pray about this morning. So let's enjoy it, and I don't know how long it will take. I say it's extended, who knows? And at the end, we're going to have one more worship song that we're not going to do it. It's going to be on YouTube, but it was just something that was just, man, I just wanted us to sing this morning. So we're going to start out this morning in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. And you can see it up here on the screen if you don't have your tablet or your Bible with you. And it says, Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. All right, just leave that up there for a second. If my people, what I'm going to talk to you about this morning is where we are as a nation, where we need to be as a church, and especially individually in our lives. We have this virus that is sweeping the nation. And what is worse than the virus is we have fear sweeping the nation. And not just fear in other people's lives, but fear in Christians' lives. And I want to talk to you this morning about where we need to be and where we need to be headed and where we need to be going in our thought process and in our lives. Because let me tell you something, we can look at what's going on and say, this is a tragedy. Or we can look at what's going on and say, maybe God is trying to speak to the world, not to an individual, not to a church, not to a state, but to the world. And I'm going to say that to you this morning, I think the Lord is trying to speak to the world. Now, I'm not saying that God caused this to happen, but I'm saying that it hasn't been allowed to happen. Yes, because God is in complete control. If you don't know anything else this morning, I want you to know God is in complete control. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. If it doesn't matter what's going on out there, God already knew. God was not surprised when coronavirus showed up, COVID-19 version. He wasn't surprised. He knew it was coming. The question is, how many of us are prepared for a time like this? How many of us are prepared? So 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, Then if my people, if we are called by God, if we are Christians, if we are saved, we are called sons and daughters along with Christ. We are joint heirs with Jesus, okay? So we are joint with Jesus. And if we are called, then we are His people. We are His people. So the first thing we need to do as we look at what is going on in our world today, put our first one up there, is humble yourself. Humble yourself. This is so amazing that our life discipleship group this morning was about pride. And the first thing, since I wasn't teaching it this morning and Pastor Frank was teaching it this morning, I didn't study the lesson. And my first thing that the Lord gave me is we need to humble ourselves, Pastor Frank. We need to humble ourselves. Pride has taken over our lives. It's taken over our houses. It's taken over our nation. We talked this morning that pride is taking over to the point that we decide when somebody lives and when somebody dies. We decide when a baby is supposed to be killed and when a baby is supposed to be born. You get that? That's where pride has taken us in this nation. Because it's all about me. It's all about me. When we read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he says, If my people will humble themselves, what is the end result going to be? He says that I will heal the land. What do we need today? We need some healing in the land. And we need to stop worrying about, listen, praise God the government is working on it, okay? Praise God that we have got a Christian in Mike Pence, in the office of vice president that is overseeing the task force and praying. Do you know that he has been criticized, but that he spends time praying with the whole task force that God, Almighty God, will intervene and give wisdom in this situation? Praise God for that. Praise God that today, the President of the United States, today, he proclaimed today as a national day of prayer. When was the last time you heard a president come out and say, we need a national day of prayer? I know we have one in, what is it, May? I know we have one. But he said, no. I am calling the people of God to prayer. We need prayer. The first thing we've got to do, though, is humble ourselves. Humble ourselves before Almighty God. We have to humble ourselves before Him. Where is it in our life today? Where is it in your life today? Where is God in your life today? I'm not saying be stupid and go out there and try to get sick, but what I'm saying is we humble ourselves before God, and we say, God, we are nothing and you are everything. I become, what did the scripture say? I become less so that you can become more. Is that what we want in our lives? Do we want to become less so he can become more? Number two thing I have for you this morning, humble yourselves, number one. Number two, don't be afraid. Man, we got some great scripture here. Come on, let's read the word. We know that the word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, right? So let's read this powerful word, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. Paul says, I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I know that same faith continues strong in you. I want you to be able to say that to yourself and to your Christian brothers and sisters around. Juanita, I know that same faith is as strong in you as it's been in the past, in those family members in your past. He says, but this is why I remind you to fan into flame the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. What is self-discipline? Self-discipline is not these people going out and buying up every roll of toilet paper at the Kroger, okay? That's not self-discipline. That's stupidity. There's this gun shop, and I don't remember what state it's in. There's a gun shop in this state, and for every gun they sell, they're giving away a roll of toilet paper with the gun. What's a toilet paper? I like what one preacher said, this one church that I, every Saturday night I attend their service online, kind of. And he says, listen, I don't know what it is about the toilet paper. Please do not take our toilet paper. We don't want visitors not having something that they need at the time they need it, okay? Don't be afraid. Man, there are stories right now. There was a man who was hospitalized, not from contracting the coronavirus, but from the fear and going in the store and getting in a fight with somebody. He was wheeled out in an ambulance, into an ambulance. Two other guys were fighting. Their baskets hit each other, and they had broken wine bottles, and they were trying to slash each other with it. There's people that are treating the people serving you at the counter and taking your money and taking your change, treating them with just hatred and meanness because, oh, it took me an hour to get through this line, and you're such a sorry person if you would ask anything. One lady just berated a guy because he had to wash his hands. He had to wash his hands. He had to wash his hands. He's just trying to sit there and serve and take money and let them pay to get out of there. Don't be afraid. Fear leads us to not be disciplined, but instead it leads us to do stupid things. And in that fear, we forget that we're supposed to love people. In that fear, we forget that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he. Do you realize we're not battling against flesh and blood? Yeah, it's a disease that affects the flesh and blood, but we're battling against powers and principalities and rulers in darkness and in high places. That's what we're battling against today. And today, I'm sorry to say, I see too many Christians who are scared to death. Oh my goodness, I may contract it. Let me tell you something. If you live in a spirit of fear, then fear is going to rule you. But if you live in the Spirit of God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, it didn't say fear, it's another word. It's another word that starts with F. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is. And we can walk in that freedom. Number three, pray. Pray. You say, well, that was in the first verse that we read. Yes, it was. But I want you to read this in James chapter 5, verse 16. He says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be, what? Healed. That you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much. We got people who are going to get sick. Are you going to pray for them? Or are you going to be like, oh my goodness, they're sick. I hope I don't get it. Which is going to be? We need to pray because if we're righteous and if we love the Lord and we're serving God, the Bible says that our prayers are effective and that they accomplish much. The Bible says that we can lay hands on people and see them recover. What's going on, America? What's going on, Unlimited Church? Where are we going to be at in this crisis? Are we just going to be part of the crisis? Or are we going to be part of the answer? See, I believe that the Lord has given us a great opportunity. He's given us a great opportunity to minister to people and to love on people and to show people who He is and how much He cares and He loves about us. It's our opportunity. We could throw that opportunity to the wayside. We could throw it to the ground and say, we don't care. We don't care. Or we could say, no, no, no. Praise God. He is a great God. And I can pray for you. I can seek God out. And when you see somebody online that gets sick, don't say, I'll pray for you and walk away. Instead, pray for them right then. Send them a note. Maybe give them a call if you can. Say, let me pray for you. Let me pray. I serve a God. Let me tell you something. That person may want prayer, and they don't realize, though, the power. Because we've got a lot of Christians, a lot of people who say they're godly, but they lack the power. That's what the scripture says. They say they're godly, but they lack the power because they're not walking in that godliness. They're not walking in the belief that God can do anything, anytime, anywhere He wants to. Third thing I want us to do today, or fourth thing, excuse me, fourth thing I want us to do today, our first three, humble yourself, don't be afraid to pray. Fourth thing is praise. Praise. We want praise. Praise over our problems. Praise over the things that try to make us scared. Look what he says in Psalm chapter 5, verse 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in God rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Listen, spread, God, spread your protection over them, that all who love your name will be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Do you take refuge in God, or do you take refuge in the government? Do you take refuge in God, or you just take refuge in your house? He says, but let all who take refuge in God rejoice. Praise God. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them. When we praise the Lord, He protects us. Your praises are powerful. You know that? Because it has to come from the inside out. It has to, praise is not just saying to God, oh God, you're a good God. Praise is believing what you say. Praise is lifting up. Praise isn't with music either. You don't have to be a good singer to praise. You don't. All you got to do is have a willing heart and a mouth open to God. I like what Elise said today. I'm glad Bluetooth's around because people think I'm crazy otherwise because I like to talk to God with my mouth open and I like to say things while I'm walking down the street. Hey, let me tell you something. Can we praise God while we walk down the street today? Can we praise God at our job? Can we praise God at the grocery store? When somebody's mad, you say, you know what, I just want to give God praise today that I'm alive. I want to give God praise that I got some food. I want to give God praise that I've got a house to go to. I want to give God praise. Whatever the situation is, we can give God praise. Praise. Praise over our problems. If we will do it. If we will do it. Now we have all of these things that I've just talked about, these four. Humble yourself. Don't be afraid. Pray and praise. Pray and praise. The fifth one, I think, is just as important, because we hear a lot of negative. Oh, Nina and Juanita, they're in that medical field, and you know what? No, Nina and Juanita, man, you know, what's going to happen to y'all, and who are you going to come in contact with? And, oh, my goodness. Number five, speak life. Speak life, everybody. Speak life over these problems. Speak life over this sickness. Come on now. Power is in the tongue. Speak life. James chapter 3, verse 6, the tongue is a fire, a world of evil. The tongue is among the parts of the body, defiling the whole body and setting the course of nature on fire, and it is set on fire by hell. Don't let your tongue become a flaming fire from hell on somebody's life. Oh my goodness, you got this disease. Oh, what's going to happen to you? How you feeling? Oh my goodness, maybe I hope you don't die. Speak life over them. Speak the word over them. What is life? The word is life. For my God can do anything. My God says, it says, humanly speaking, these things are not possible, but with God, all things are possible. Do you believe that this morning? All things are possible. Come on now. We can walk in a life that is upright. We can walk with authority. We can walk with intentionality. We can walk into places and change the atmosphere, because our God is stronger and bigger than anything that's going on in this world today. That's the God that we serve. Ephesians 4:29 says this, let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, that it may give grace to the listeners. When you speak, let your words build people up. If your child's sick, your spouse is sick, your parent's sick, your brother or sister sick, whoever it is, build them up in the Lord. Let them go, whoa, wait a minute, who is this person? Why are they talking totally different? Can I tell you something? Shut the news off. Shut the news off. If you're getting a little too worried, shut it off. Put your faith in God. Don't put your faith in man. Stop worrying about what the news is trying to tell you. Oh, it's horrible. Okay, it's horrible. Great. There's been a lot of horrible things that have happened in this world. Jesus died on the cross. That was a horrible thing. I don't know if it made the nightly news or not. A lot of horrible things that have happened in this world. But we still serve a God who is above all and over all of that. And we need to trust in Him. We need to have faith in Him. We need to have belief that He is in control. Now going back to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he says, humble yourself. We talked about praying. And we need to seek the face of God. That's part of praying. It's not, okay, Lord, I just want to thank you, and Lord God, and please heal these people. Listen, we need to get on our knees. Now, I'm not saying that you have to physically get on your knees. Some people, it's hard for you to get on your knees. But in your heart, you need to bow before the Lord, and you need to seek the face of God. Do you remember, we were talking about Daniel this morning. Do you remember what got Daniel in trouble and got him thrown in the lion's den? Because he was seeking the face of God multiple times a day. And he says, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what happens to me. And then he got king come to him, or they brought him to the king, and the king says, well, I got to throw you in this lion's den. And he's like, well, throw me in the lion's den. I'm seeking the face of God. And when we seek the face of God and we're thrown into a situation that brings on impending death, let me tell you something. How many people survive being thrown into a hungry den of lions? Probably only Daniel. And he comes out the next morning, the king says, Daniel! Daniel! Daniel, like, what? Sorry, I forgot. I didn't have an alarm clock this morning. Yeah, can I help you, king? Daniel, you okay? Yeah, man. These lions are very comfortable. I laid on this one and had this one as a, yeah, this is my pillow. Oh, yeah. I like this one over here. This is Pumbaa, or not Pumbaa. Simba, that's it. Pumbaa's a different animal, sorry. That's Simba over here. The bad lions, you must have let them go last night because they weren't in here with me, because we were hanging out having a good time. See, that's a God who is in control. A God that was in control of the lions in that den that night. A God that is in control. He's in control of this situation. A situation can look out of control, but when we put it in God's hands, it's totally in control. He says, I got this. You know me, I'm a NASCAR fan. And when you watch these drivers sometimes, the cars are sideways going 200 miles an hour through a curve. And you're like, they're out of control. No, they're controlling it. A lot of times they need their cars to do certain things like that to get to go faster. The same way with God. God ain't out of control. Maybe he's just trying to let you have get his attention. Maybe he's trying to get your attention. Excuse me. Maybe he's trying to get your attention. Have you ever thought about that? And he's saying, America, wake up. You're killing your babies. You're laying them on the altar. And you're killing them. The altar of abortion, the altar of pride, the altar of I want to do whatever I want to do. America, wake up. You don't go to church anymore. You don't pray anymore. You don't read your Bible anymore. And now people are scared and fearful. Why? Well, come on. Let's put our faith and trust and our hope in God. Not in man. Not in what we can attain. Not what we have. And that's what he says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He says, when you do this, I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sins. And I will restore their land. God can restore this land. I said, God can restore this land. Do you believe that this morning? God can restore this land. He can restore this land. And I speak life over every person with a job in this place. And I say, I speak life that you don't get sick. I speak life that your job is going to go well. I speak life that it doesn't matter. You're manufacturing stuff that you have to get stuff out of the States. I speak life over that. Don't you speak that life over that, over Saks. I speak life over our jobs as running stuff around Central Arkansas. I speak life over every one of us this morning in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Y'all ready to pray? So we're going to have some specific prayer. Can we go to that first one there, Nina? That first slide. We need forgiveness. We need forgiveness in this land today. We need forgiveness. This land has gotten so out of control. The United States distributes more pornography throughout the world than any other country, than most countries combined. The filth that's coming out of Hollywood, the filth that's coming out of the capital of the United States of America. We need forgiveness. And maybe individually we need to ask for forgiveness this morning. But we need forgiveness today. So I'm going to call on some people this morning to pray over these things. And I didn't say anything to Pastor Frank, but Pastor Frank, come up here, and I want you to pray a prayer of forgiveness this morning, will you? Pray a prayer of forgiveness this morning. We're going to have a few prayers this morning. And as Pastor Frank is praying this prayer of forgiveness, I want you to pray the same with him and agree with him. And I'm going to call on one of y'all to pray here in just a minute.
Father, we just ask this morning, Lord, that you forgive us. Lord, you know what's in us. You know what's in us, Lord, and you know what we think. You know what we desire. You know what we believe. Now, Father, we're just asking this morning for you just come down and wash the sins away. Wash our desires away, Lord. Wash whatever's inside that shouldn't be there, Lord. Father, we just thank you this morning because we can come to you and believe, God, that you will forgive. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive all of us, Lord. Father, we just ask that you would come down and touch this wonderful world that you have created and bless it and sanctify it and believe it. And Lord, we believe that you're going to touch this morning, Father. Now bless this church. Bless all the churches that are meeting together this morning in your precious name, God. Father, we thank you this morning for your forgiving power, Lord. Now touch us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Jesus, praise you, God. praise you, God. Oh, our hearts, Lord. Lord, our hearts as a church this morning. If you're online this morning and you don't know Jesus, pray this morning. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me. Come into my life. Come into my life right now. If you're online this morning, I want you to be praying with us. Go right along with us. And right now, just pray for forgiveness in your life. Oh, God, all of the filth and all of the junk that is in my life, Lord, forgive me. Anything that is unlike you, forgive me. We have to have forgiveness to see our land healed. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. Forgive me. Forgive me. Go to our next prayer there. We're going to pray for our first responders this morning. Our first responders are at the front line of this thing. Every police officer that gets out of their car to stop somebody or help somebody has been put at risk. We have military personnel that are being deployed already in some states. They're being put at risk. Those that are on the border, our men and women that are guarding our borders, they're being put at risk. The Pentagon says they've already have 10 confirmed cases of military personnel that have the coronavirus. We need to pray for them. They're all over the world, not just in this country either. Our firefighters who show up at a scene when there's an accident or there's a fire, they're being put at risk. Our doctors who are treating people are being put at risk. And our nurses every day are already having to deal with being around people and having to suit up to go into their rooms and take care of them. They're being put at risk. But we're going to pray that for all of these people, and specifically we're asking for the people in our church that are in these positions. So Nina, will you come up and you pray for our first responders this morning? And let's pray with Nina as she calls out to God for our first responders.
Thank you, Lord, for these people that work in this position, that go to people's houses, go to these wrecks, go to other things that are going on. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will help them to see you, to look to you for their strength, for what they need to do. And God, let's put a hand of protection over them. So that if they come in contact with any of these viruses, that it will not harm them. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you stay away from them in the name of Jesus. We put you under our feet. You are an awesome God, and we just thank you for all you're going to do and that you will shine through all this. Your light will shine through this darkness that has come over the world. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Stretch your hands out towards Nina and Juanita right now. Let's pray over them specifically. Stretch your hands out toward them right now. Jesus, we just pray for Juanita and we pray for Nina right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect them as nurses, Lord, as they help keep this country going and help the sick, Lord. Those that are infirm, Lord, in the name of Jesus, protection over them and wisdom, Lord. And let the words of their mouth, Lord, that come out be powerful and effective, Lord. Let ministry just flow from their mouths, Lord, as they talk to and minister to patients, Lord. As their jobs are going to be very, very difficult, Lord, over the next few months as they work through this, God. But you're going to give them strength, Lord. You're going to give them strength. You're going to let angels, Lord, just lift them up, God. You're going to let them be lifted up by angels. You're just going to hold their arms up and give them strength through this time. Thank you, Jesus, and protect them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want anybody in this church to come down sick with any kind of sickness, and especially this new virus that's out there. We praise you. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's move on to our next one there. We want to pray for our leaders. We want to pray for our leaders. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and the lead team over this coronavirus. We want to pray for them this morning. Let me tell you something. The Lord puts leaders in place. And what we have to do is ask God to give them wisdom, okay? We have to ask God, and these are the main ones. So, Juanita, why don't you come up and lead us in prayer for our leaders this morning, will you?
We just bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Oh, we bless your name. We ask that you have a healing virtue over those in authority, Father. Give them wisdom, direction. Open their hearts and minds to what you want them to do and say upon your will, Father, concerning this virus and decisions that is going to affect this nation, this world, this universe, Father. President Trump, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to rest in him, rock in him, rock with him, Lord Jesus. Our mayors, everyone in authority, Father God, those that are leading the coronavirus team, and those that anyone is in authority, our leaders, our pastors, our teachers, those on the job, those in management, Father God, give them wise decisions, wise wisdom when they're making decisions about our future, day by day, minute by minute, second by second, Lord. Help them to rightly divide your truth. Thank you, Jesus. We've already asked for forgiveness, Father God. We asked you to help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, who have hurt our feelings, who have thrown our names on the bus, Lord Jesus. That we won't seek revenge, Father God, but we will seek your instructions, Father, that you'll handle this situation in the only way that you can. Jesus, help us, Father. Help us. Help us to make decisions. Let it not be our emotions to get in the way, Father God. That we'll seek you, seek your face in everything that we do, everything we say, how we walk, how we talk, how we live, Father God. That we will always represent you in everything that we do and represent you well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Praise God this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. We want to pray for Christians worldwide and especially our missionaries. Especially our missionaries. Christians worldwide. You know, a lot of Christians do not have the medical ability to have medical treatment like we do here. They don't have nice houses, clean water. Talked about that with Speed the Light last night. And so we want to pray today. Abigail, I want you to come pray for these Christians worldwide and our missionaries specifically, our missionaries. And we have a bunch that we support, and we want to just pray God's healing and God's power over them.
God, I pray that all the missionaries that are preaching the good news to these people that don't know you, the devil will attack them. And I ask that you protect them. Protect them from all the sickness that all these people have, that you will surround them, and that the people will feel your love whenever they talk to these people that don't know you, and that they will be healed from sickness, and that they will come to you in the process. God, I pray that you give these missionaries strength, and that even though sometimes it might be hard to do it, just step out and do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. One thing we learned in 1918, I think it was the Spanish flu that hit parts of the United States. And churches, there was a number of churches that had to close in some areas. So this is not unprecedented on our part that we've seen churches close. But what we did see is that fresh air and sunshine killed off the virus. Get those patients in the fresh air and the sun. They would take them out into the fresh air. And it's a disinfectant is what it is. It's God's disinfectant. Isn't that pretty neat? And as you know, this coming week, I think Pastor Frank said, the news said that if we have rain all this week, we'll have the first 12 consecutive days with measurable rain. And we need that to stop. And we need the sunshine to come out. We need the temperatures to heat up. And I know the person who controls it, because he was standing in a boat a couple of times and he made it all calm down. He's like, what are you waking me up for? And he said, peace, be still. And the sun came out, and the rain stopped, and the waves just calmed down. And so we want to call out to God this morning for him to change the weather, not just here. We do want to pray for Arkansas, but across the United States, we want to see the weather changed, and we need some disinfectant, some God built-in disinfectant to come to our world. So I'm going to, Sax, you ready to pray? Come on up here and pray that God will change this weather.
Power with this line on us. It's not a matter of comfort, it's a matter for you to become active. Christian active, part of the Christ body. Pray with me in tongues, please. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call the winds of the north, south, west, and east. And we command it to blow these clouds out of this state, out of this country. And we call for the weather to change and to be perfect for this virus to start dying and disease. We claim this. We order the very nature of this earth that gets aligned to the power and will of our God. Yes. Yes. And this is done. Yes. Declaramos que sobre esta tierra la voluntad del Padre es cumplida. No hay ninguna fuerza del enemigo que pueda venir a tocar o a destruir lo que Dios ha plantado. En el nombre de Jesucristo, el poder y su gloria son manifiestas en este país y la gente dará testimonio del poder. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. We live in a supernatural world. We don't talk about it a lot, but we live in a supernatural world. Supernatural world, and we need supernatural intervention in this world. Supernatural intervention. Praise God. Christy, why don't you come up and pray that God will supernaturally contain this virus and destroy it in Jesus' name. Boy, it'd be really neat if he just destroyed it and we never even heard about it again because it just went away. Let's pray for that.
So, Lord, I'm thinking of all the miracles that you've done in the Bible. And every one was unique. Every one had its purpose. And, Lord, you didn't put those miracles in the Bible just for fun stories, but to show us at times like this that you are still miracle-working God. So, Lord, we believe that there is nothing impossible with you and that you are unlimited and you are the God of everything. You're the God over coronavirus. You're the God over flu, cancer, every disease. God, your hand is in control of this. So, Lord, I ask you right now, by your stripes, that people will be healed. And then even before that, God, that you will just contain this and just make it be gone in the name of Jesus. Just like when you said, peace be still with the weather, God, we ask you to just make it be gone in the name of Jesus. We trust you. We believe in you. God, if this is a man-made disease that was meant for evil, God, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And we say, get behind us, Satan. Get behind us, disease. God, that you will give us the power and the authority, just like Paul when the snake bit his hand. God, that we will shake this off and we will continue to walk on with no fear of being poisoned, no fear of death, no fear of any side effects. We rebuke that and we cast it down because, God, we know who we are in Christ and that we have the authority of everything that comes into our life. So, Lord, we ask you right now to go before us, go through not just Arkansas, but go everywhere that this disease is at and just have it to be gone in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Tabitha, come pray. In this this climate. We need revival, everybody. We need a revival in this country. We need a revival. We cannot continue going the way we are and expect God to bless that. We need revival. So come on, Tabitha, pray that God will bring revival to every church.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. And we pray right now that you will bring revival so that every person will realize that you are God and that multiple people will come closer to you through the revival you bring through every church in every nation, every country, that they will be able to see your love and they will know you more through the revival you will bring through the whole world, Lord God, because you are the one true God, and there is nothing impossible through you. You can do anything, like you can calm the seas. So we know you can bring a revival so everyone will know you more.
Bring us revival, God. Bring us revival. Healing our land is more than just healing sickness. Healing our land is healing spiritual darkness and sickness too. And that's why we pray for revival. Praise Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. And now what I said earlier, we want to praise. And so we want a prayer of praise, a prayer of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to look something up here real quick. So just hang in with me. Praise God. Praise God. He is a good God. He's an awesome God. He is here today. He's working in our lives this morning. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I'm just going to read some scripture. This is what we're going to praise and pray this morning. You ready? Agree with me on this. Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Lord, we praise You for Your mighty works. We praise You for Your unequaled greatness. We praise You on the horn, on the lyre, and the harp. Psalm 5:11 says, but let all who take refuge in You rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Psalm 7:17, I will thank the Lord because He is just. I sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 9:1, I will praise You, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things You have done. Psalm 9:2, I will be filled with joy because of You. I will sing praises to Your name, O Most High. Psalm 9:11, sing praises to the Lord who reigns in Jerusalem. Tell the world about Your unforgettable deeds. Praise God. Psalm 18:3, I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and He saved me from my enemies. Psalm 18:46, the Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth. Blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Because I will call upon the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth. And blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Come on, can you lift your hands up and praise right now? Can you just praise Him right now? Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's go to that next video right next, Nina. Praise God. Get started. I want y'all to sing this song.
We put you into the forefront. We put you into our focus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that it's your perfect love that casts out all fear. So, God, in this place, would you saturate us?
Can you stand up? Can you stand
up? If you're okay. With your joy,
I want you to sing this song. I want you to believe this song this morning. Come on.
We thank you, Jesus. Come on. Can you just say thank you, Jesus?
Come on now. Come on.
In the midst of facing something, we thank you. We praise
you. Come on, let's praise God in this circumstance.
You are still worthy. You are still good.
Yes.
And God, you are still on the throne.
Yes, he is.
You still reign.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you. Come on, would you just praise him? Would you just worship him?
Jesus. You're able to.
Yes.
I know you can. God, you are faithful to move again. This mountain seems big, but I know you with me. So Jesus, I'm grateful to the very end.
Yes. Feel it online this morning. Come on. In your house this morning.
I'm free indeed.
Yes.
You are my Savior.
I'm not going to fear.
I won't fear.
Come on.
Because I know you got this.
Oh, he's got this one.
Your power is here.
Hallelujah. Praise him this morning. receive it. Praise you, Jesus. Just 15 hours or so ago, this was going on. You got that? Just 15 hours in Australia. And here we are in the United States, and we're lifting up the name of Jesus. And if every church in the globe will just take this approach through this crisis, that we lift up the name of Jesus, what a change will happen in the atmosphere. Do we understand that this morning? That's what I want to say. If my people... What a change will happen if my people, he says, I will heal the land. We're going to walk out of here in praise. We're going to walk out of here with a little worship in our step this morning. We're going to walk out of here saying, God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. There's nobody like you, God. You're so good. You're so good. Hallelujah this morning. Praise God this morning. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. Well, let's just, we're gonna praise out of here and pray out of here. And I want to say thank you to Pastor Frank for being here this morning. They didn't have church at their church, so he came over and taught our class this morning. Thank you, Pastor Frank, for doing that awesome, awesome teaching this morning on pride. Just went right along my message. Praise God. Praise God this morning. Let's pray. We're going to be dismissed for the day. Lord, we just want to give you glory and honor. 1,000 times, we want to give you glory and honor. And your safety is over us and in us this week. Let us go in praise. Every person, if you're still watching online or you're watching this later, praise God. Praise Him in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His majesty. Praise Him for who He is. Let Him be your first and your only. The first and last. Let Him be the only one that you look to today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God this morning, church. Praise God. Yeah, give Him a hand clap.